From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire is the latest Obama administration appointee to abruptly pull his name out of contention. In a statement issued late today, Gregg cited what he termed irresolvable conflicts with the president's handling of the economic stimulus measure and the 2010 census. In the statement, Gregg said, "We are functioning from a different set of views on many critical items of policy." The 61-year-old senator was the administration's second choice after New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson withdrew his name from contention several weeks ago amid a grand jury probe into alleged wrongdoing involving state contracts. Congressional negotiators say they've been able to iron out a dispute over final details of the administration's $789 billion economic stimulus package. An issue apparently was how school modernization funds contained in the stimulus bill would be allocated. That would now appear to clear the way for votes tomorrow. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama is in Peoria, Illinois today, where speaking to workers at heavy equipment maker Caterpillar, he continued to push the stimulus plan.
It's a plan that will save or create more than 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years. That will ignite spending by businesses and consumers and make the investments necessary for lasting economic growth and prosperity.
The president will continue to push the stimulus package with trips next week to Denver and Phoenix. Before his trip to Illinois, President Obama was at the U.S. Capitol today as part of the 200th anniversary commemoration of the day President Abraham Lincoln was born. NPR's David Wellner reports the 44th president focused on the efforts of the 16th president to unite a divided nation.
With lawmakers gathered in the rotunda below the Capitol's soaring dome, President Obama spoke of Lincoln's determination to keep building that dome during the Civil War so that it could stand when the guns fell silent, with a Statue of Freedom at its peak as a symbol of unity.
It is this sense of unity, this ability to plan for a shared future, even in a moment where our nation was torn apart, that I reflect on today.
House Minority Leader John Boehner hit a similar note, quoting from Lincoln's second inaugural.
He meant it when he said, "With malice toward none and with charity for all."
Only an hour later, Boehner issued a statement attacking the economic stimulus plan backed by Democrats. He accused them of piling up pork and committing generational theft. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
New claims for unemployment eased last week, NPR's Joel Snyder reports.
The government says the number of initial jobless benefit claims dropped to a seasonally adjusted 623,000 last week. That's about 8,000 fewer claims than the previous week. But Nigel Galt of IHS Global Insight says that slight dip doesn't really matter much.
The fact that the claims weren't quite as high as last week isn't a lot of comfort when they're running over 600,000. These are levels we haven't seen since the early 1980s.
The report from the Labor Department also points to laid-off workers having a tough time finding new jobs in the weak economy.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 6 points. This is NPR. According to the head of the union representing American Airlines pilots, airline CEO Gerard Arpe is refusing to meet with them to discuss stalled contract talks, instead suggesting the respective sides let federal mediators have more time to broker a deal. Employees of the Fort Worth-based airline want to recover wage cuts they took in 2003, where the company has been pointing to its more than $2 billion in losses last year. Allied Pilots Association President Lloyd Hill has written to Arpe suggesting it's time for the CEO to intervene after 28 months of bargaining. Federal court has issued a ruling that means most children with autism will not be eligible for a program to compensate people injured by vaccines. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
A special court set up by the U.S. Court of Federal Claims ruled that neither a preservative used in vaccines nor the vaccines themselves could be linked to autism. The ruling, which involved three test cases, affects thousands of children whose parents have filed claims with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Lawyers representing the parents had argued that the preservative thimerosal, which contains mercury, could damage the brains of some children. They also said that the MMR vaccine, which contains no thimerosal, could cause autism by provoking a dangerous immune response. But government experts countered that more than a dozen large studies have found no connection between vaccines and autism. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Mortgage rates came down slightly this week, giving some homeowners an additional opportunity to refinance. Mortgage finance company Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate loan fell to 5.16% this week. That's down from 5.25% last week. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.